Well, we feel good that late in the session there was a significant number of work done on that. Obviously, two different pieces. One being the automotive production piece. We want to produce the next generation of vehicles in Missouri. We think requiring companies to make substantial capital investment and then them getting any sort of incentives only after that company has made that commitment is important. In order to pay for that, we think that a little modernization for new employees coming into the state, which would basically begin the process of them paying a portion of their salary for retirement, like most folks do. They'd pay around 4% new employees. That would allow us to continue the benefits we have, and would cost out this so that we would make sure we're paying for it.
How close are you, though, to getting agreement from the people who were the roadblocks in May to the pension bill so that this whole thing can move?
We feel like we've had very, very good discussions with folks. Certainly wouldn't have called this special session if I didn't think we were going to be able to do it in a quick fashion. We saw enough substantial movement that moving the session up a few more days than what I thought was what the general consensus of everyone was to get them in, get the bills reported so we can get this done before the 4th of July.
So any reluctance on the part of some people to support this, you think will be pretty much overwhelmed by the time they get in?
Well, I mean, I think that I certainly wouldn't have brought folks together if I didn't have a strong feeling that we could get this done. I thought I've had two calls, one last Friday and then one yesterday morning about 7:45 with all of the leadership, House and Senate, Democrat and Republican, to go through this. We followed that up. We have kept them in the loop on this, and it was the legislative leaders that felt like we should move ahead, and a little quicker than what I thought, and bring them in on that Thursday the 24th, so the bills get reported in. And I certainly think it's a good sign when a bipartisan group of Democrats and Republicans say, "Let's go ahead and get this done."
I need to ask you about one thing here, just based on an email that I got from one of our news directors who was talking to some folks back at her home about bailing out Ford, when at the same time there are factories or businesses in her area that are laying off a lot of people, and why Ford should get these kind of breaks where some of these other businesses or assembly plants or factories are still laying off folks. And I think that may get to some of the complaints that some lawmakers have had.
Are
you picking a winner and a loser here? Is this what this whole thing comes down to, really?
Well, I mean, first of all, we said, and I said right after I got elected, I appointed an auto jobs task force. We feel very strongly that Missouri should produce not only the autos of the future, but the parts. So I think an important point on this is that how many suppliers there are, how many factories there are around the state that from Perryville, to Dexter, to Columbia, and to Joplin, that provide the parts that ultimately are made into the vehicles of the future. So this does touch a lot of areas of the state. Plus, the other thing is that this requires Ford makes substantial capital investments in production capacity, that they're building new vehicles, a new vehicle line, and the money that we would that they would get in that sense helps them offset their capital costs, but it doesn't come into them in a check from us. What it is after those jobs are created, you know, a portion of their withholding tax Ford would get to keep in order to pay off the necessary robotics and other mechanical things that are necessary to get a new line.